Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
So today we are back to liability, and we will pick up where we left off on our incident report discussions, and we'll recap quickly what we should do once we realize a patron is intoxicated. Will be a great show, guys, packed with some great tunes and some great info. So we'll be right back.
Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back, she said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny, she said ooh, ooh.
Have at least 1 year in hospitality or 1 year military training? Do you have excellent soft skills and want to make a positive difference in the lives of fellow Canadians? Do you also live in Ontario, Canada? Then we want to hear from you. Please send your resume to info@notyourchild.com. That's info@notyourchild.com. And let's talk about how we can make a positive difference in our world together.
So, Julia, yes, what's an incident report? What do you keep going on about incident report? Well, friend, an incident report, it is your record of a situation that has occurred within your establishment, right? And it also documents how that situation was handled. Yeah. So, basically, it's a report. It's a record, as I said before. A record. A situation that has occurred within your establishment and how it was handled. Well, when should these be done, Julia? Good question. It's very, very, very important to complete an incident report while details are still fresh in your mind. Yeah, because it may be used as evidence if the situation escalates into a legal matter. Yes, facts. Big facts. So, what are some of the situations that require an incident report, Julia? Well, listen, could be many things, but here are top three things. One, a minor tries to get into your establishment with a fake ID. Document that immediately. Immediately, and how it was handled, okay? That's number one. Number two, an intoxicated patron, they tried to get service and you refused them service. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. So an intoxicated person trying to get service and was refused service. That's a good one. Yeah. And three, a patron becomes belligerent or they start a fight or a fight breaks out. Okay. Or an argument, threats, anything like that breaks out. Right. There can be more, of course, like, any kind of sexual harassment of the staff or of another guest, etc., and how that was handled as well, right? So, yeah, incident reports are very important, and that's why I always say, guys, know the house policy. Always know the house policy. But, yeah, incident reports, they're very, very important, and it's good for you to get everything down fresh when the thing just happened. Just happened, okay? So it can stand up better in court.
We have a new item in stock for you at notyourchild.com/driver safety. Date rape drug detector coasters. They are 100% effective. Take some with you for you and your friends the next time you head to a party or are out at the club. Find them at notyourchild/driver safety.
So, once a customer has been identified as intoxicated, right, what should you do? Well, they must be put in a safe place away from other guests, and they must be monitored, okay? Monitor them while arrangements are made to safely remove them from the premises. Yeah, monitor them. That's the most important thing. Even if you can't put them away from other guests, monitor them, okay? You must ensure that your patron gets home safely, all right? So now how do you do this? Well, either you call them a cab, or B, you send them home with a sober friend, and you document that as well. Or 3, you call a family member, or you call someone to pick them up, a friend even to pick them up, okay? Now, of course, if your patron, you know, insists on driving, you have nothing to do but to call the police. That's just the way it has to go. And you have to warn them about that as well. Okay. So now remember, with duty of care, folks, you are responsible for your customer until they are sober again. Not until they leave your establishment. Okay. Not until you see the back of their heads walking out your door, but until they are sober again. Yeah.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me, baby, if you need a friend. I just wanna give you love. Come on, come on, come on. Reaching out to you, so take a chance. No matter where you go, I know you're not alone. I'm only one call away. Scared.
get your handheld breathalyzers from Not Your Child, you get a free calibration after the first year. So give yourself the peace of mind with the ability to check your own BRAC throughout the night. Get your high-quality handheld from us at notyourchild.com/driversafety and be sure about your BRAC.
City in the fog and an orchard tower where the seagulls play.
Hey, Julia, it's all about what I like, believe it or not. People always ask me, what wine should I be drinking? What should I like? Should I be looking at scores? Should I be, you know, taking advice from all my friends? Problem is, if you take advice from friends, you're drinking actually what they like. My recommendation is always, first of all, to drink what you like. If a friend recommends something and you get it home and you go, man, I really hate this, then you know what? You're right, they're wrong. What else can I tell you? If you look at a score and it says 96 points or 98 points and you say, I don't like this wine, then you know what? You don't like this wine. Maybe that reviewer is not for you. And so what I would recommend is to taste all the wines that you can in your own budget. So if you decide that you only want to drink wines under $20, then go wherever you buy alcohol and buy the wines that are under $20 and find the wine that you like and try to stay away from having what they call, or what I've heard called, a house wine. It's really much better if you get a nice broad sense of what you like. So don't just stick with the Cabs and the Merlots. Try other stuff as well. I think you'll find that the wide world of wine is very exciting. Until next time, I'm Michael Pincus, the Grape Guy. My website is michaelpincuswinereview.com, and I can be found on Instagram at The Grape Guy. And there you'll find links to all of my reviews and videos and podcasts and everything else that I do in the world of wine. See you next time.
Request to in the Mercedes. I never ride.
As you know, we like to wind it all down, and Julia has left me with the quote of the day, so I hope I do Julia proud with this one. And I have picked one from Bernard Bailey. When science discovers the center of the universe, a lot of people will be disappointed to find they are not it. Let's hear that one again. When science discovers the center of the universe, a lot of people will be disappointed to find they are not it.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.